Shav Sa'aretz Shabbos Lashem. Dr. Rashi, L'shem Hashem Kishem Shenema B'Shabbos Breishis. So Rashi sends us the Shabbos Breishis, that if you want to understand what Shabbos Lashem means here, you have to look at Shabbos Breishis. In Shabbos Breishis, Shema Yislam et Aleph, Tezvov, Shteit in Posuk, Sheishis Yomim, Yeyosu Melocha, U'B'yem Hashvi, Shabbos Shabbos, and Kodesh Lashem. Rashi there says, Kodesh Lashem, Shmiras Kedushasa L'Shmi U'Mitzvaysai. The Shmir of the Kedusha is L'Shmi U'B'Mitzvaysai. If you what Rashi says in our parasha, we understand that this L'Shmi U'B'Mitzvaysai applies as well to Shemitah. That's a parallel between Shemitah and Shabbos. K'shem Shenemar B'Shabbos Breishis. So to understand it, we have to understand it first in Shabbos, and then we'll understand it in Shemitah. The Chiddush HaRim in Sefer HaSchus is Masbir. It says, Zeh Shmi L'Olam V'Zeh Zichri L'Doyer V'Doyer V'Doyer. Chazal in Psochem Daf Nun Amud Aleph are Masbir. As we know, the Shem Hashem is written Yud Kei Vov Kei, but we pronounce it Adnus. With the verb of adnos, it's not pronounced as it's written. Loi, ani nichtov ani nikra. It's not written the way it's said. The taich of it is the Gemara in Pesachim says, "Zeshmi laolam laolam is nelam." Loshen, it's hidden. There's a level of Hashem, yudke vovke, is a higher level of perception of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam than Adnus. Yudke Vavke is, as much as it's shayach for a person to be masig, closer to Atzmusay of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Adnus is how the Rabbeinu Shel Olam runs the world here, in this world. It's Zeh Zichri is only a Zecher of it, a Me'en of it, a Zeh Zichri L'Dor Dor. That's what's Nizkar. What's Nizkar is Adnus. In this world, there's only a Gilui of Adnus. There's no Gilui. There's no Gilui of the Atzmusay of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in any way. That's Nelam. That's Zeshmi L'Olam. Based on that, he says like this, Nechdu Shari. The Gemara says in Beya, Daf Tezayin Omid Aleph, Kol HaMitzvahs Nitnu B'Fahesya, V'Shabbos B'Tzina. Shabbos, it says, Beini Uvein B'nei Yisrael. Taiches D'Chdush Arim, that we say that you can have no shaykhes to being on that level where you can be dovuk in any sense of Atzmusay of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, of the Etzem, not just Hanhogas, that's all during the week. But on Shabbos, the week, in the Avodah of Sheshes Yemei HaMaisa, so a person is working within the realm of Zeh Zichri L'Dor Dor. On Shabbos, a person can get to a Madrega of the complete Shem, meaning the Shem as it really is, the Eibishter, it's a clearer and higher, loftier Gilui of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam than you could be Masig, than you can attain during the week. In other words, on Shabbos, you're being masig that which is ne'elam during the week. It's a hidden area to which you have access to on Shabbos. That's why Chazal said that all the other mitzvahs were given b'farhesia, but this one is given b'tzina, because this the mitzvah of Shabbos is a special mitzvah that gives a yid access to something b'tzina. That's like a private thing, a private connection. That's what Torah given b'tzina. Shabbos is called, the Chazal say that Matana Taiva Yeshli Bebeis Ginozai. Shabbos is considered as being in the Beis Ginozov of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Vaiter, a hidden place. You don't have access to it. You have to be on a special level to get access to it. The bracha of Shabbos is that the Eibishter gave us on Shabbos. The Eibishter gave us on Shabbos the possibility to be nis'ale to such a madrega, nis'dabek in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to such a madrega where you have a shaykhis to this zeshmi lo'olam, this atzmusay of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to have a hecher, a gilui of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which v'meila makes you more dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and on a higher level. So that's the Chidush HaRim teaches what it means when the Rashi says there in Shabbos that Shmiras Kedushasa Lishmi. Lishmi, that means on Shabbos you can be zeichet to that. But the Chidush HaRim adds in teaching Rashi, but lest one think that he himself has epes a kayach to be masik these things, he is a basar v'dam, has a kayach be'etzim to be masik these things, perish the thought. It's not true. It's only ube mitzvah al yedei the kiyum of the mitzvah of shvisa on Shabbos, the kiyum of on Shabbos, a whole week you work, a whole week you work, and you can delude yourself into thinking that you did something. The mitzvah of Shabbos is you come on Shabbos and you're shavus, you do nothing, and you're misaneg in the fact that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the world. And you're makir that everything is from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. On Shabbos you come to Hakara that even that you would think during the week is yours is also not yours. With the mitzvah of Shvisas HaShabbos b'milua, it's b'mitzvaysai, through mitzvaysai that you come, that you can be zeichen, be toyem, this bracha on Shabbos, of having a kesher to the Zeshmi l'ayla. That's the taich of Shabbos. If there's a parallel to Shvi'is, it's the same thing. V'shovso ha'oretz, Shabbos l'ashem, it's the same, k'shem sh'nemar, v'shabbos breishis, what Shabbos l'ashem, the same idea. There's a Shvi'is of Shabbos, there's a shvisa of shvis. A person during the year can delude himself, and it's not so hard, as we all know, to delude yourself that from you're working, you're getting something, to some extent you had a hand in it, of getting something, of getting the bracha, your parnasa, whatever, from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What you do during the week lends itself to such a misconception, to such a misunderstanding. The Shvisa and Shvi'is, where you say, I have nothing. Every step of the way, it's not mine, I have nothing. You want to work the field, you can't work the field. You want to at least preserve what you have in the field, and you should have that to eat for the whole year? No, it's Hefker. Anybody else can come in and think, okay, good, but Hefker, at least I have what I have. It's also something, Kedusha Shvi'is. All of the mitzvahs of the Shvisa of Shabbos, they all indicate, just like the Shvisa of Shvi'is, indicate just like the Shvisa of Shabbos, I have no shaychus. Anything that I have from this thing is because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave it to me. that I do, I have to do the work that I do to get it, that's all Hilchus Ishtadlus. But B'Sefer Shel Dover, Ich Tu Garnished, I'm doing nothing. Everything that I have is from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You comes a Shvi'is, where a whole year, these Gibayre Kayach show that everything is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. They have nothing from themselves. From that, it's the same thing, L'shem, you have a Gilui, you get the Eibush, you elevate yourself in a level of Ruchmias. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, by means of the Kayach he gave us through the mitzvah, it's only because the Eibush gave that possibility, that through the mitzvah of Shvisa, on Shvi'is, and indicating that everything is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you're a zeiche to a gilui of a world of just the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to a gilui of the Zeshmi L'Olam, which is generally Nelam, just like Shabbos is based on Nazov. It's a maila and an aspect, a darga of the Eibishter to which normally we cannot be zeiche. It's only Behelam. But on Shabbos and we're told with this Shabbos Lashem and Shvi'is, you can be Zeichet too. But how? The mitzvah say, just like it says on Shabbos. Only because the Eibishter gave a kayach that if you are Mekayim Shvi'isa and you come to this, you bring yourself to understand this, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam opens up for you, allows you into the Beis Genozov to have a Shaychus to this Zeshmi L'Olam. To elevate yourself from the Zezichri L'Dardur, which is what we operate, how we operate in the Sheshes Yimei HaMaisa, or in the Sheshes Shnois HaAvoda, to a level of a Gilui, of the Zeshmi L'Olam, to which a person can be Zeich on Shabbos and on Shvi'is. As far as what Madrega this is, there's an interesting Nusach of Sfasemis. The Sfasemis here in this week's Parashat Tofresh Mem Dalet, He writes Bezal Loshen, Ki kol inyan shvisa hu bitul hateva. The idea of shvisa is bitul hateva. Shekirvonu Hashem Yisbarach lifnei Har Sinai, haino, shenis'alu bnei Yisrael liyois kemalochim. V'ze ois ha-shabbos, bitul ha-melochim. U'bishmita haya kol ha-shona shvisas ha-koil. Sheloi liyois tvu'im tachas ha-hergel v'ha-teva. Rak leida shekol olam hazeh, rak leida shekol olam hazeh u'tofel u'preiz delat. What's the taich of the shvisa? The shvisa has a dual function. It's something in and of itself, and it's megala your havana on what the sheishes yimei hamaisa are like, or what the sheishes naisa avoida. The inyan of shvisa is bitul hateva. There's no teva that something has to be that if I do this and work the field, I'm going to get something. Just because you plant something, there's no reason in the world that it should grow. There's no reason in the world you should get anything. While you're planting it, when you're doing the work, you don't come to that hakara. You come a shvius, where it's a bittle of this whole teva. You do nothing. Then you come to understand that everything is from the Rabbeinu Shalala. And that sheds light and makes you look at the rest of the years in a different way. That even what you're doing, you're bad, and also not getting. That's the ois of Shabbos. That's the maila of shvius, is that it's the bittle of teva and everything is the Rabbeinu Shalala. And that is how, like the Chidusharim said, Yerzeche to the Shmi La'olam, to the Darga of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that's above Adnas, the Darga of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which is something which is not bound, not Shayach, to be in the physically bound world. It's a Ruchnizdika level to which you only have access, Rebbeis Gnozov, on certain occasions, L'Shmi. Is b'hal b'mitzvahs, with the mitzvah of Shvisa on Shabbos, with the mitzvahs of Shvisa on Shvis. Now, in what the Sfasem has said, there's a very, very important nekuda. One word, Pashut said, sheds a lot of light on something that's an important insight. He said, when he talked about b'shmito, ha'yakol ha'shon ha'shvisa sa'kohil kanal, the way Chiloi Liois Tvuim Tachas Hahergel Zateva. Teva, we understand. Chiloi Liois Tvuim Tachas Hahergel. He was madgish that there's this bad thing called Hergel. What does that mean? When a person sees a Chiddush in the Bria for the first time, he goes arois from the Kalim and his pilots. He's nispoil, nifloyas habayre. Right, the first thing you see something, nifloyas habayre. But if you see it again, and you see it again, and you see it again, it becomes vachadik to you. It becomes, you take it for granted. Regilus is a very dangerous thing. You take it for granted. That's what the Sfasemis emphasizes, that on Shabbos and on Shviyas, loy liyos tvuim, you take yourselves out, loy liyos tvuim, tachas ahergel v'atel. You shouldn't take it, because be'etzem, everything in Teva is a nes. Okay, Adua, everything is a nes. Just because it's a constantly recurring nes, we fail to appreciate the nes Shabbat. We fail to appreciate the nes Shabbat. This Yisod is mevur in the Chayvus Halvavus, in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh Perek Gimel. Shar Cheshbon Dibra Maskel V'Hashloishu V'Esrim. So he writes like this: V'Ha'oifen Ha'Esrim V'Shloishu Hizboinenus B'Chol HaBriyos Haktanos Sheba'olam. To ponder, to look at all the Briyos that exist in the world. The small ones, v'hagdoyle sheboy, v'hamadregas hamedabrim, and the kayach hadibur, v'madregas abruim, b'mashe lemala mimenu, mitachas loy, whether it's malochim, whether it's less than him, utchunas hagalgalim, in science, tnuas hashemesh, v'hayoreach, v'krichovim, sranami, ha'imdim, u'mahalchim, v'yiridas kshomim, u'mashe v'aruchais, v'yitzias havlad min harechem. Every single thing over here is a pilei ploy. How a child is born is Pilei Ploim. Is Pilei Ploim. That you put a seed in the ground and it becomes miscalculated, it becomes destroyed, and from that grows something? Pilei Ploim. But we don't think about that. The sun, anything, any, every little bria, the intricacies of everything that's made, right? Kol kulay ayman rabbi nishalayim. So why aren't we tzaddikim tmimim? Because, here you go, you have it every day, you take it for granted. You don't realize. The regilus makes you not realize what it is. As he writes, all these things, v'roivri yoscha, v'oirech regiluscha bahem, be careful, is mazhir the chavus alvavus, that the fact that you constantly see them, v'oirech regiluscha bahem, al yaviu, and should not bring las nochas, ha'ispailus mehem, v'ha'isbainanus bahem, should not chas v'shalom bring you to be mazniach, to weaken that hispailus that you're meant to have. It's the same thing that you, if you're in the spoil when you first see it, you should, nothing changed. Just your regilus, you changed your attitude towards it, but it's there. Alpidus Chavis Alvavis, there's a beautiful Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer in Parshas Va'era, and the Pasuk of Alokachti Eschem. So he says a Dover Nifla. The Gemara in Brochus, Daflamet Chesom and Aleph says, Kad Mafikda. The Eibishter says, when I take you out of Mitzrayim, lokachti eschem lilom, v'yadatem ken Yashem, kad mafiknu lecho, when I take you out, avidnu lecho milsa, I will do something for you to indicate, ki heichi diyad isu da'anohu da'afkes yasum Mitzrayim. That you will know that I'm the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. Zoktach Sam Sefer. Where do we find? What did the Eibishter do? What does this refer to? That will be the ice to them that he took them out of Mitzrayim. Zoktach Sam Sefer. It's the Yeridus Hamon. That Al Yedei the Yirnes of the Yeridus Hamon, they knew that the Eibishter took him out. Mefurish Pasuk Shmoyis Tazayin Vov. That what came from the Yeridus Hamon, after the giving of the mon, it says, V'yidatem ki Hashem hoitzi eschem Mitzrayim. So it's a mefurish pasuk, that it's because that's the pasuk that the mon is something that was given, V'yidatem, they took him out from Mitzrayim. So that avidna l'chamilsa ki hecha diadisu, that I took you out of Mitzrayim, is the mon. Frektech sam sefer. So, that's what it says. You'll know Hashem Haitzi Yisrael Mitzrayim. He says that's good about the Yeridus Hamon. But later, I mean, it's earlier in Chumash, but it's later in chronology that Vehevesi Yeschem El Haoretz Asher Nasasi Yisyodi. That's already taking them into Eretz Yisrael. That's after Vehevesi Yeschem El Haoretz Asher Nasasi Yisyodi Losei Soiso LaAvram. V'nosati oiso lochem mayrosho, ani Hashem. Says also there, ani Hashem. Ani Hashem meaning, again, you're going to know it's me. You're going to, ani Hashem. So the question is, what do you need? It's extra. Why does he have to show them ani Hashem, that he's the Baal, that he's Hashem? You already showed him that with the mon. You already showed him that the mon. What's the yadat that the ani Hashem? Now they knew that from the mon. Zoktach some sefer amayir de kezach. Amayir de kezach. Whenever the olam sees something that's not in their perception of teva, they're nispoil, right? They're nispoil. But something which they see every day, the regilus, that's the aside of the chavis alvavus, something they see every day with the regilus, you're not in the spoil at all. You're not in the spoil at all. Memela, he says like this, Klal Yisrael who came out of Mitzrayim, what did they see in Mitzrayim? They saw in Mitzrayim, how does one eat? They planted, they ate. That's how one ate, Right? Now all of a sudden they come out into the midbar. Lo and behold, nisei nisim, lechem in Hashemayim. It's not lechem in Haaretz like they saw in Mitzrayim, lechem in Hashemayim. Then nispo. That's going to be kad mafikna lechem when I take you out. You're going to understand that. I'm going to give you something that you'll be nispoil, and you'll understand ki ani haitzei, di ani Hashem shabai. That's all legabi the door that went out of Mitzrayim. Who went into Eretz Yisrael? That door died. Who went into Eretz Yisrael were those that were born in the Midbar. For those that were born in the Midbar, let's say we lived in the world. Picture, we live in this world, and the world didn't work the way it does. The way you get bread is every morning at 8:35 and 25 seconds, you go outside, you snap your finger, and two loaves of bread fall down in Hashemayim. If that's what happens every day, so that's part, okay, that's the way the world was created. That's how you get bread in this world, right? Then all of a sudden, that's the door that grew up in the Midbar. The door that grew up in the Midbar, normal to them was man. Normal to them was man. So for them, that's no gilui of the Ani Hashem. What's going to be their gilui of Ani Hashem in Hevesi? There's going to be Ani Hashem. They're going to come in. What's the first thing they're going to see when they go in there to Israel? That lechem is min ha'aretz. Lechem is not min ha'shamayim. They'll be nispo. That's a different Ani Hashem. That'll be a gilui. They will be nispo. That which we are not nispoil from that is because that's normal by us. That's our regilas. For them, normal was lechem in Hashemayim. So the one for whom normal is lechem in Hashemayim, he'll be nispoil from lechem in Haaretz. The one for normal is lechem in Haaretz, he'll be nispoil from lechem in Hashemayim. That's the separate Ani Hashem. In Vehevesi, that will be the gilui for them, that it's the Eibush they're bringing in. You see, they will have the objective and pure appreciation of the nest of lechem in Haaretz, which the door that came out of Mitzrayim didn't have. That's the Yesod of Shvius. That's the Yesod of Shabbos, to shed oneself of the pitfalls of Regilus, to take oneself out of Teva, that there is such a thing as Teva, and there's a reason why if I do X, I get Y. There's a reason why there's a cause and effect over here. There's no cause and effect. Everything is a bitul hateva. Shabbos teaches us, Shemitah teaches us, it's a bitul hateva. It's this way because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam made it this way, and it's a mess. And if we were talking not fall prey to the pitfalls of Regilus, we would realize that. The birth of a child is a myridic mess. I saw somebody gave a mashal. If Rachmana Litzlan, someone is nifter and he's buried, and the body decays, right, and all of a sudden, after it all disintegrates, atchias hamesim, the person, all of a sudden, the person grows out of there. Go out of your mind, right? Like nisei nisim, unbelievable. There's never been a nest like that. That's exactly what happens when you plant something, when you plant a seed. But we're not nispoil from that. Why not? Because of regilus. Shemitah, there's a bittle of teva. Forget the regilus. It's all restart. It's all a bittle of teva. It's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Everything that is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We're meant to see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in every little prat, and not fall prey to regilus. That's the limud of Shabbos. That's the limud of the parsha of Shemitah. You know, again, I keep coming back to this because every parsha is relevant to these days. What we thought as a regilus definitely has changed over the last few months. So maybe we could take it constructively to understand that there is no regilus, and that everything that's happening is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And if we understand that, we can elevate ourselves to be yoytzei from the realm of Ze Zichri L'Dor, to have a glimpse on a Shabbos, to have a glimpse in the Shemitah of the Ze Shmila Olam, Shabbos.